It's been a hard week for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so I figure we'll lighten it up a little bit, try to give simcha, knowing that Purim is around the corner. So the Gemara Mishnah in Bava Basra says like this: if you find a pigeon within 50 amas of its pen, of its shovach, then you have to return it to the owner of the pen. If you find the pigeon outside 50 amas, away from the closest pigeon coop or pen, whatever, then the finder may keep the pigeon, as pigeons don't leave more than 50 amas from their coop or whatever it is. Fine. The Gemara in Bava Basra then brings Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asks a question. Raglo achas besoch nun ama. If you have 1 foot of the pigeon within 50 amas, and 1 foot is chutz michamishim ama, mahu, what's the din? Can the finder keep the pigeon, or does he have to return the pigeon to the 50 amma away pigeon coop? To which the Gemara says, V'alda, on such a question, afku Rabbi Yirmiya, they threw Rabbi Yirmiya out mibei midrash, of the base medrash. Asking stupid questions like that gets you thrown out of the base medrash. 1 foot in 50, 1 foot out. Gemara says, chuck. Rashi says, well, what did he do? He was asking questions which were annoying the Rabbanim. Not that this question is impossible, according to Rashi. It's quite possible a pigeon could have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But don't waste my time asking me questions. Tosa says, no. The reason why they threw him out was because it was an impossibility. The rabbi said pigeons only go 50. So if you find a pigeon with 50 and one leg, and then one leg outside the 50, don't waste my time. Obviously, it's an impossibility. It's not that, or it's at least the finders. It's not the pigeon from within the 50, because pigeons can't go 50 and one leg out. A few years ago, there's a rabbi.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah?
Because the pigeon is somewhere. Is it, if it's more than 50, amas away?
See, you have a pen right over. You have a coop over here.
We have proof that it's wrong.
So fine, so you're saying that Tosis says, if you ask this question, he says, so what's the shiloh? It's a stupid shiloh, because if the rabbis say pigeons don't go more than 50 amas from the coop, and the coop's over here, and he's got one leg within the 50, one leg out, you know what the answer is. What's the answer? It's not from that chicken coop. So says Tosis,
it is from that chicken coop.
No, it can't be, because 1 foot is further than 50 amas from a chicken coop, and the rabbis made a set shear. Pigeons don't go more than 50 amas. This guy...
Another coop 50 amas?
No, there's not. It's
so
a Meldon.
It has to be part of it.
No, so, someone...
I hear you. Somebody dropped it on the
someone
way.
Someone dropped it on the way. Exactly. Well said. Yeah. It can't be for good. Thank you. Good. Okay. Sure. Comes along Rav Mordechai Tzion, a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, made Aliyah from Buffalo. I think it was a Rav in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. A few years ago. And says he's got an idea. He's going to go around to all the Gedolim. I thought it's Purim's in 2 weeks. So we have to make this a little bit more lighter. He says, I'm going to go around to all the Gedolim. I'm going to ask them the Shaila. If you got 1 foot within Yerushalayim, and you have 1 foot outside of Yerushalayim, and you stand like that all for the 2 days, or your house is middle, whatever. He says, what day do you read the Megillah? On the 14th or the 15th? These are the answers he received. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, said to him, it's very simple, in very typical Rav Chaim fashion, says, you read on the 15th, and that was it. So I would suggest, maybe understand Rav Chaim why, because if you have to choose which one are you, really a Yerushalayim Dikayid or a non-Yerushalayim Dikayid, a regular Eretz Yisrael Dikayid, so then you'd rather choose Yerushalayim, so therefore it's 15th. Maybe that's the pshat. Rav Nevin Saul and Rav Shammai Gross, they said, well, you just look, where is the majority of his body? If his majority of his body is big fat, I guess he's very fat, and he's leaning, he's got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but most of his body sticks onto one side. It's a shiloh, yes, to Gadol. And he says, then he go based on the majority of his body, and therefore that's the determinant. Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg's Zatzal seem to indicate as well, because he quotes the Gemara in Makos, says if a guy is running to the Ari Miklat and he reaches a tree, which is half in the Ari Miklat, half outside the Ari Miklat, he's holding on to the tree, you look at where the trunk of the tree is. Trunk of the tree is an Ari Miklat. He's safe even though he's only on to the outside branch. Okay. Rav Shmuel Stern said the answer is he reads on the 15th of Adar. Why? Because if he's got one leg in Yerushalayim and one leg out of Yerushalayim, the halacha is that it's not only Yerushalayim that reads the 15th, it's anywhere which could see Yerushalayim or is considered a suburb or close to Yerushalayim. This is the whole hak about Ramot. What's the status of Ramot in halacha? But surely this guy's got one leg in, one leg out. For sure he's close to Yerushalayim, and therefore he says, for sure the 50. Now he doesn't address what happens if he got 1 foot within close to Yerushalayim and 1 foot which is outside close. I don't know if that's a possibility. Reb Simcha ben Tzion Rabinowitz, the author of the Piskei Tshuvos, he says he doesn't understand the kasha. Why doesn't the guy move? If it moved to one side or the other, he doesn't address the situation if the guy's tied up. Rachmana Litzlan, we know how it could be. Person's stuck, haven't moved for 500 days. Rachmana Litzlan. So you know, we put a person like that, half and half. Nebuch, where would he read? Reb Chaim Roeder says all the measurements of the Chacham are precise. Presumably, he's referring to Tosfos that seem to say in Bava Basra that look, it can't be that Yerushalayim is only Yerushalayim. If he's got 1 foot outside Yerushalayim, he's not considered Yerushalmi Yid, and maybe he would read on the 14th day. Then you get to other answers. Some of the Rabbanim, including the Rav's brother-in-law, Rav Ariely's brother-in-law, Rav Schlesinger from Gilo, the head Rav of Gilo, spoken in this very room where we spoke now, said to Rav Mordechai Tzion, it's people like you, we do what we do to them, what we did to Rav Yirmiya. And throw him outside of the Beis Medrash. So I wonder if that's what the Rav would agree with his brother on that shot. Says, we don't play with games. He says, this is a ridiculous question. What are you wasting? Rabbi Yirmiya got punished for it, the Gemara says. So why would you go around asking? So Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich writes in his Sefer Party Says Achadosh that he knows Rav Mordechai Tzion, he's a big tzaddik. He's doing it to try to do a Hagdol Torah V'Yadir. So she disposes. I guess according to Rashi, you're saying it's not a kash at all because it's an impossibility. Here, if it's, according to Rashi,
according to Rashi, he's bothering the Rabbanim. According to Tosfos, it's a real shayla, but the answer is pashut.
Okay, so according to this, which way is it?
No, it's a real shayla.
I think it's only according to Rashi because according to Rashi, he's bothering the Rabbanim. According to Tosfos, it's a real shayla, so it's fine. Yeah. You say according to Tosfos, it's fine. Oh, I have that in my notes. Also. Excellent. So that's the thing. According to Tosfos, you don't have this problem because according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yirmiyah got thrown out. Because it was an impossible, because the answer, because the answer is a simple answer. Here, it's not a simple answer. Right. Oh, excellent. So it comes along, Rosh Hashanah, he says, no, threw him out. And apparently, Rav David Taharoni, I'm not sure that is, also threw him out when he asked that question. So I want to end with two final points to end this. Listen to these amazing ideas. So Rav David Cohen treated the Gavul Yaivitz, Flatbush, says like this. This is one of, only Rav David Cohen could say this. He says, if you look at who Rabbi Yirmiyah's Rebbe was in the Gemara, it was Rav Zeira. Reb Zera, he says, if you look at the Gemara's Reb Zera, Reb Zera is very like depressed almost. Reb Zera is a very serious person. The memories that he gives in the Gemara are often that like, now I would have late sonnes, you now would have this. He was very serious about anti, you know, jokes and anti schok. And very Reb Zera is throughout the Gemara. In fact, that's why the famous Gemara, Kam Rava Veshachte Reb Zera. Reb Zera ate Purim Suda with Rabba. Says the Gemara, Rabba got up and killed Reb Zera out of his drunken state. So, right. So why did he kill Reb Zera? A lot of people get drunk here. They don't kill anyone. You know what Pshat is? Because Reb Zera, when a person gets drunk, brings out his inner self. Reb Zera's inner self was what? To be sad and depressed. So they're all sitting at the Purim Suda. Everyone's drinking, getting happy. And Reb Zera's getting more and more sad. And so Rabba got up and he shechted Reb Zera. So Reb Zera was so sad. Who was Reb Zera's Talmud? Reb Yirmiyah. So why did Reb Yirmiyah ask all these questions? He was trying to cheer up his Rebbe. And that's what Reb David Cohen says. His point of asking these questions is to make his Rebbe smile a little bit because Reb Zera is too serious. That's interesting point number one. Fascinating point is Reb Gamliel Rabinovich cites an Ari in Shar HaGilgulim. You can't make this stuff up. This is the Ari who writes that Reb Yirmiyah, by asking these questions and by being thrown out of the Beis Medrash and suffering this embarrassment, he goes straight to Gan Eden and he gets a special place for Rav Yirmiyah. Because for you to suffer embarrassment just to learn Torah, he says it's a higher level. And all the questions Rav Yirmiyah asked, they asked in the Masifta of Shemaiah. Hashem asks these questions. Rav Yirmiyah was just asking it down below, and Rav Yirmiyah was totally in the correct for asking these questions. This is the Ari writes in Shara Gogulim. Maybe that explains Rabbi Yirmiyah. Basically, the upshot is if you have 1 foot in Yerushalayim, 1 foot out of Yerushalayim, try, I think, to move is the best answer. Try not to be in that situation for all of Purim. Shkoyach.